40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Fort Lauderdale's just gotten more rain than it has ever seen before in a single day. Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez is there.
The main runway at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport remains mostly submerged, forcing operations to shut down.
Nature wasn't kind to us, and that's just unfortunate. We have never had to deal with such an item.
More than 800 flights have been canceled and hundreds of passengers left stranded, like the Lagares family trying to get home to New Jersey from their Florida vacation.
We're thinking, oh my God, we're going to miss a flight. We're going to miss a flight because it took us a 24-minute ride. Now is an hour and 45-minute ride.
It was a nationally broadcast arrest with news helicopters overhead outside Boston. A 21-year-old member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard named Jack Teixeira taken into custody and accused of leaking those sensitive classified documents that popped up on an obscure gamer app months ago. Correspondent Nicole D'Antonio.
The leak started in the fall. The arrest stunned neighbors in North Dighton.
Well, it's just a small town. Unless you live in the area, you don't even know it exists. You know, overwhelming. It's just overwhelming.
The documents were allegedly posted on a gaming platform called Discord, whose members were mostly teenagers.
The Washington Post interviewed a member of the group who said the leaks began with text messages quoting classified documents and then photographs of the actual documents. As a member of the intelligence wing, Teixeira installed fiber optic cables at a base in Massachusetts.
Back in New York, this time reported answering questions under oath, ex-president and ex-resident Donald Trump in connection with the huge state suit against his business.
According to the AG's filing, he claimed his Trump Tower apartment was worth $327 million, more than three times the sales price of the most expensive New York City apartment at that time. Trump has denied wrongdoing.
From the prosecutor's perspective, it's a fairly straightforward presentation. Here's what former President Trump valued his assets at, and here was their true value. There's your misrepresentation. There's your deception. There's your fraud.
Regardless of the outcome of the case or the other legal challenges facing Trump, he has vowed to press forward on the campaign trail.
Correspondent Major Garrett in New York. Near San Francisco, an arrest in that high-profile stabbing death of a high-tech company, Cash App founder Bob Lee. The suspects say authorities knew him, so it was no random city crime. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins.
My office will be filing a motion to detain Mr. Momeni without bail to ensure that he remains in custody during the pendency of this case due to the obvious and severe public safety risk that we believe that he poses to the public.
This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/...
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomblastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomblastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers Ironclaw. It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Listen to my day, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really missed you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Listen to my day, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
You need some whoop 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 boing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Say loving things to your partner on a daily basis, like you should. 844-967-2789. You can call us or text us. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinier along with Carol Kane. We are with you until 2 o'clock. And my friend Carol, you found an interesting article that has suggestions on how we should be talking to our significant others.
Okay, first off, question for you. How long have you and Paul been married?
We have been married for 20 years.
Okay. Because Lou and I are coming up on 37.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Seriously.
You were like 9.
And this list was Harvard-trained psychologist. If you use any of these 9 phrases every day, your relationship is going to be more successful than most.
Ah, do you have to use all of them?
A
few.
Well, he encourages all of them.
That seems like a heavy lift.
Because nowhere on this list do I see you got it wrong, you idiot.
That's not on the list.
That's not on the list
of ways to improve your relationship and make it better.
So let me run down this list for you.
Okay.
And you tell me how many times. Now, if you're in a fledgling relationship, fine.
Yeah, but it's easy then.
Right. When you get to the point of where we are, it's just like, he's up again. You know what I mean? What's he doing? And I say that because I just spent the Easter weekend shopping around a bunch of guys whose wives sent them off to the grocery store. And they're walking around with their phones. They have no business being there. They don't know what they're looking for. And it's just like, God, just keep them at home. Give me the list. I'll figure it out. But anyhow, so here's this list. It says every relationship has its rough patches, but what really matters is how you and your partner interact on a regular basis.
Okay, I would agree with that.
Yeah, okay. The happiest couples don't avoid conflict. They navigate around it by speaking to each other and with appreciation and respect, which can be very hard as you get up in these years,
Absolutely.
So here, if you use these phrases with your partner, he says, your relationship is more successful than most others. So, number one, I appreciate your effort.
I don't say it daily, but I certainly do say it.
I appreciate that you work so hard to support the family. I'm grateful that you'd have to take the kids to school because it helps me get things done in the morning. I don't even know who that person is. I don't know who that is. I mean, we made the agreement years ago that on Saturdays, I would take the kids and get them out of the house so that Lou could do, because Lou wanted this in-home vacuum system.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, if you want that, we can get it, but you're going to do the vacuuming.
Fair enough.
Well, that's what I thought.
Oh, no.
I mean, he did it when the kids were little, but now that we're empty nesters, I'm like, do you not remember where you put the vacuum? You said you were going to do it. Anyhow, this one, I like you. The healthiest couples don't just love one another, they like each other, too.
That I believe is really critical.
I do believe that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Because at some point, the heart flutters and the lust.
Right. It goes by the wayside.
It goes by the wayside, and you need to have something else to rely on to get you through tough times. So if you don't like each other, it's going to be a long road.
It's going to be, yeah, it is. And no doubt about it. And it's a weird way to say, you know, it's like, I like how devoted you are to your hobbies. So it doesn't have to be that you just say, I like you. It's you just add like to the conversation.
Something you like about the other person.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Help me to better understand this. Never.
Never?
Not for me, because I don't understand anything he does anymore.
But it's about inviting expertise, right? And inviting and inviting your partner to feel useful.
Well, I don't know why this is so upsetting to you. Please help me see your perspective. Now, if you've lived with me for 37 years, you should know why this is upsetting to me. It's not brain surgery.
You know my perspective.
Right. You know my perspective. I want to work through this together, and I need to understand you better to do that. Once again, that's a fledgling relationship. That's a brand new thing. This one, I think, is extremely important, especially when it comes to men. I'm listening.
Oh, that's huge.
I literally have to stand and look at Lou after I've said something to him, and I'll stand like 3 feet away from him. It may be demeaning, but it must be done. Please repeat to me what I just told you.
To make sure that it has gone through all the synapses and it's registered.
Right. I told him the other day, he's very literal, and I take an old Arizona tea container, and I make my crystal light in that.
Okay.
So I said to him just yesterday, I said, can you go to the store and pick up some crystal light? Because I've got a bunch of errands I have to run. He came back and he goes, they're all out. And I go, what do you mean they're all out? They're never out of crystal light. And he said, well, all they had was the dry packets. They didn't have the jug. And I went, have you looked at the jug? It says Arizona iced tea on it. Please be mildly observant. So I'm sorry. I'm a huge proponent of this, too. I'm sorry. I do think I'm sorry is a very important thing, because if you've wronged the individual, you really have to own it, don't you think?
Without a doubt. That will destroy a relationship, I think, faster than almost anything, is being unwilling to accept accountability for your own role in the argument, your own part in the in the conflict. You both have to be able to do that. You have to.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you 100%. And I think that if you have in my situation, we brought children into this world, and I think it's very important. It's a teachable moment when they stand there and they see mom or dad. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I didn't mean that to happen.
Yes.
So I think that's a very teachable moment.
Without a doubt.
Here's another one that I think is big. I forgive you. Can you forgive me? Depending on the
action,
the severity. Yeah. That could be a tough one, you know?
Well, it sounds like more this. Regarding an argument, if you're having an argument, things get said that perhaps should not have been said.
I have a tendency to do that a lot because I have a hair trigger anger problem. Like I explode. I know I can't be the only one like this. I explode, and 5 minutes later, I'm like, so can I make you some breakfast? You know, I just... That's kind of how I operate. I've always been that way. I just have a really bad temper. I am committed to you is number seven. Being in a relationship is a choice. Reassuring your partner that you're still choosing to be with them and to work through challenges will create a sense of safety and stability.
We're in this together. Yeah, we're a team.
Yeah. But I would think my mere physical presence would say to you, I'm here.
No, just because you're standing there doesn't mean you're going to be supportive.
Committed.
Right. Supportive or committed.
This is a big one. So we only have two more left. It's a let's have some fun. I think so many people get caught up. Life gets in the way and work gets in the way. And you forget to just all of a sudden one day maybe just pack up and head out together. Just you don't have to plan a big trip, but just maybe take a day trip someplace and just go, hey, you know, let's go to the Washington County Humane Society
and look at dogs
and maybe bring another home. Yeah. And by the way, I forgot to bring up as we go back to them. This is going to be kitten season. We're going to have a lot of litters that are going to be born. So just be aware.
It happens every spring. Yep.
Yep. And the last one is to say, I love you.
We do that every night.
You know, I think that is so, I got to be honest with you. I came from a family and my family was very committed, very loving family. But we never, ever said, I love you to one another.
Really?
Ever. We just didn't.
Really?
I don't know why. We just never did. And so when Lou and I got together and when the children started coming, he said, I am very committed to saying I love you. I think it's very important to say I love you every single day. And just like you just said with Paul, every night. And so it became just part of my being. And it's so easy. And I just, every day of Lou and my marriage together, I tell him I love him. And every day of my kids' life, I tell them, I love you. I love you. And I'm so proud of them because no matter where we are or who we're with, whether he's with his buddies or she's with her friends, if I say, I love you, it's right there.
They're not embarrassed. They don't want to shrink from you.
No, no. So, I mean, so that's the list. I think some of it is valid. I think some of it's crap. I appreciate your effort. I like you. Help me better understand this. I'm listening. I'm sorry. I forgive you. I'm committed to you. Let's have some fun. And I love you. So if you practice at least some of those, according to this Harvard-trained psychologist, you're going to have a healthy relationship.
I think saying all of those on a daily basis is a bit of a stretch, but certainly you can work in two, right?
Oh, sure.
Two or three.
Sure. Yeah.
Without killing yourself.
It's not that hard. You know, I think so many people put so much thought into, and I kid, you know, I was, you know, you did it wrong, you moron. I don't tell Lou that. I maybe think it. It's like, that's not crystal light. But I just think that, yes, you do have to weave some of these phrases in and about just because of the fact that it does open the line of communications. There's nothing worse than poor communications in a married couple. Nothing. Or a committed partnership.
Yep.
I don't care what it is. If you're, you know, gay, straight, bi, whatever it is, as long as you understand the person that you're with, that's all that matters, really.
And you made a really good point as well. As far, if you have children, it's even more important for you to display some of these healthy relationship characteristics because that's how they learn what a relationship is.
Right.
All right. We are going to be right back, Jane and Carol, with you until 2 o'clock today. You go out for dinner. Should there be a time limit for how long you get to sit at the table? That's up next. We are Esco's Wisconsin.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge, and then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled into voting Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life,
and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw.
Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 52. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 79. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. 55 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Much cooler Sunday with highs in the mid-50s. Storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
A bottle of white. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Carol Kane, Jane Matinier with you until 2 o'clock. So you go out to dinner. You and your significant other and another couple go to your favorite restaurant only to find out that they have a time limit for how long you are able to stay at the table. Good idea, bad idea. 844-967-2789. Time limits. Now when you go to dine out, good thing or bad thing? 844-967-2789.
Well, this story generated out of New York, and how this one couple, they were out with another couple, and how they found out about this was, it was a small plate place. Well, you and I have been to those.
Sure.
And it was a small plate place, and they wanted to order more food.
Okay.
And they were told, hey, the clock's a ticking, you got a 90-minute time limit, and we got to turn this table over. I don't agree with that, just because of the fact that they were going to give them more business and they were going to order more food. Now, if you're just sitting at the table,
jawing,
right, I can understand where they would come up and go, I'm sorry, we have to turn the table over. We have people waiting. Because I've been on the waiting end of it, is that when this one restaurant a number of years ago, we waited for 2 hours past our reservation because they wouldn't go and tell this table, you gotta go.
You waited for 2 hours?
We waited for 2 hours. We had a party of 10, and it was the big table in the center, and we waited for 2 hours, and I finally went up and I said, you gotta tell these people to go. So, and in all honesty, eating out, even with friends, is usually about 2 hours to begin with. You know, it's from start to finish. You eat a little bit, you talk a little bit, and it's like, okay, I've cleared the table. I know exactly everything that's been happening with you. We got to go. We'll see you later. We'll make another date some other time.
Right.
But just as a general rule, I think that's kind of not going to work in the restaurant's best interest unless they're just, like you said, shooting the you know what.
You're going to tick off a whole bunch of people. Especially, I mean, it's one thing if you come in and you are told, I'm sorry, with the lack of wait staff, you know, and the limited tables, we have to turn our tables over. You're going to have 90 minutes. I want to know that before I sit down, that the clock has started ticking.
Sure. And either, you know, or post it someplace right at the hostess station or on the front door or something so that it's full disclosure. This is exactly the way it's going to happen. But if you've got somebody who's willing to order more food and give you more business, then I think it's going to cause a problem for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, you're continuing to patronize the business. If you buy a full bottle of wine, you're going to have a couple more cocktails. But I've been in the same situation with you. Very small place in Sussex, famous for their roasted chicken. They don't take reservations. It's cash only.
Yeah.
And my husband and I went out there a couple of months ago, and it's, you know, you get your name on the list and the luck of the, you know, and you wait and you wait and you wait. And there were people who were obviously done, and it's a tiny place. There can't be 10 tables in this place.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just lingering over the remnants of their coleslaw.
Which, oh God.
It's like, come on, I want my roasted chicken.
Well, and the, you know, the thing is that it doesn't, as if you've got people that are lingering, because we had a place up in Cedarburg that's the same way. Don't take reservations. If you take reservations, you can avoid this altogether, because you can just go up and say, my 10 o'clock is here, mm-hmm. or my 8 o'clock is here, and this is where we need to sit them. So can we clear up the bill as soon as possible? You can do it in a nice way. But the one time up in Cedarburg, because nobody was moving, and we got stuck in the bar for ever because of the fact that there was nobody, there was no movement. So we're just having cocktails. I don't even know how I tasted my food, because by the time I got to the table, it's like, just take me home.
See, and I've known you long enough, and we've been good friends long enough. I am stunned and amazed you didn't walk up to that table yourself and tell them they had to leave.
I know, right? Trust me, it was with every fiber of my being that I had to pull myself away from that.
Lou must have been holding you back. I can just imagine. I am so proud of your self-control, my friend. That's really impressive.
It doesn't show up often, but it does show up when it's absolutely needed, yes.
Oh, that's great. Hey, coming up next, an amazing find at the Franklin Habitat for Humanity. They found some very rare prints that were among donations that were dropped off recently.
Very
that
cool.
Are going to be, yeah, it's really cool, and they're going to be auctioned off. I believe it's on April 20th. So Jake Brandt is the Director of Marketing and Communications for Habitat, and he is going to be joining us at 12:33. So if you are interested in art and you're just curious about what makes this these prints so rare, stay close, because that is coming up next. You are listening to Jane and Carol in for Kristen Bry. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. How much rain did Fort Lauderdale get on Thursday?
I've been here 78 years, and I've never seen this much.
Neither has anybody else. Fort Lauderdale's drenching apparently a record and got the airport closed. Dighton, Massachusetts, south of Boston, reacts to the arrest of one of its own, a 21-year-old member of the state Air National Guard, charged with leaking those embarrassing and classified documents about countries friendly and not.
Small-town kid, small-town dreams necessarily, like just wanted to live his life. Dip his toes into the military, stuff like that.
But yeah, he always hung out with that group, wanted to be in the military. They knew, like, you know, they played video games and stuff.
In the San Francisco area, an arrest in the high-profile stab killing of a prominent high-tech company founder.
Our homicide investigators developed information that identified the suspect as 38-year-old Nima Momini of Emeryville, California. We can confirm that Mr. Lee and Mr. Momini knew each other.
Police Chief Bill Scott, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day. With eyes that know the darkness in my soul.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinier, Carol Kane with you until 2 o'clock. And really excited to be talking to our next guest. Jake Brandt is with Milwaukee's Habitat for Humanity. And you had a real surprising donation, Jake, not too long ago that could turn out to be a pretty nice financial windfall. Why don't you tell us what happened?
We sure did. So you never really know what's going to show up in our restores. You know, we get the normal furniture, appliances, cabinetry all the time. And occasionally you just find some hidden gems. And we had received this donation of 14 large bins of artwork. They were just stocked full, hundreds and hundreds of prints, you know, some of them signed, some of them, you know, your standard landscapes that you see at thrift stores from time to time. But our staff at all three of our Milwaukee locations were going through these items, and one staff member in particular tripped over what happened to be a set of prints that are valued at $25,000
to $35,000.
Wow! Yeah, that's wow, that's something. Holy smokes! So what set the bells and whistles off? Did somebody recognize these prints?
Yeah, so it was kind of a funny story. Our store manager, Scott, he was working with one of our volunteers, Marty Berg, who helps to identify, you know, some of the higher quality items that come into the store. And so they were flipping through all these items and, you know, they come across these prints that had definitely more of a mid-century vibe to them, you know, something that was a little bit out of the ordinary. And they saw that they were hand signed by the artist. So they pulled them aside and set them in the back office, as our manager Scott described. He was just, he had them back there and didn't really think about them until he literally tripped over one of the paintings and was like, you know what, I got to do something about this and really look these up. So with the help of him and auctioneers who help us identify some of our higher quality items that come in, we sent them to them and they confirmed, yes, indeed, this is a collection of works from Bridget Riley, who is an artist that did a lot of work in the 1960s and 70s. And in fact, have quite a tremendous value.
Jake, I am so impressed that you have people who could recognize that they were of value. The Journal Sentinel has an article about this, and they have they printed a picture of these prints. I am not an art aficionado by any stretch of the imagination, but this would never have stopped me, and I would have gone, "Ooh, that's worth big money."
Yeah, no, me neither.
You know, all the credit to our resource staff, because, you know, they are seeing thousands of items come in every month. And, you know, it's everything from a lawnmower to, you know, a refrigerator to things like this. And so I often say they're just, the pricing of what they have to do is one of the hardest jobs in our organization, because you just never know what's going to show up. And so all the credit to them for having that keen eye to really spot something like this, because, you know, a lot of these treasures, you know, I'm sure slip through the cracks with us, and that's great. You know, I love that people can, I get stories all the time of somebody coming into Restore and has a, you know, amazing find, and they tell me, I bought this at a Restore for $10 and I found out it's worth $1,000. I love hearing that story, you know.
That's antique roadshow right there.
Exactly.
So did these donors know that this was in these buckets of artwork? Did they do this willingly?
You know, so it was, these buckets of artwork were stored away in their storage. And when we came across and found out, all right, this is something of significant value, of course, we were appreciative of the entire donation, but we wanted to make sure that they knew what they had given us here. So first thing that we did was reach out to them.
Oh, good.
And you know, they didn't confirm nor deny if they knew that was in there, but they were very gracious to say, you know what, we're so happy that you found the value in it, and we made this donation so that it could benefit your mission, and so we're just so excited that it's even more than we expected.
And you know what, Jake, that's one of the many, many wonderful things about Habitat for Humanity, is that you did that, and you went back to make sure that they knew what they had given away and double-checked to make sure that it was cool. And I'm not saying that there are other organizations that wouldn't have done that, but maybe one that I run would have run might not have done that. So I think, I just think that's wonderful. And that's plays along into the spirit of the whole Habitat for Humanity vibe.
Absolutely. No, and we're just so grateful that to have supporters like that are just so generous with the things that they no longer need and are willing to share it with us so we can benefit our mission.
Okay, let me just ask you, because you got an auction coming up, right? You're going to auction these things off. I'm going to tell you, right, I'm going to make a prediction right now. This is Carol. I'm going to say you're going to make way more than what you think they're valued at. You're going to have somebody that's going to show up that's going to write you a big, fat check.
Gosh, I sure hope so.
when is the auction set for, and where is it going to be, Jake, if anybody listening would like to go and write you a big, fat check?
Absolutely. So the auction is being hosted through Hinman Auctioneers. If you just Google Hinman Auctioneers, you can find it on their website. The auction is going to be happening a week from today on August 20th.
April 20th.
Thank you very much. It feels like August right now.
Yes, it does.
April 20th.
So what will the money that you raise from this, what kind of stuff does that provide for you? What do you use the money for?
Absolutely. So all of Restore's proceeds go directly to fund Habitat's work to break down the barriers to affordable homeownership for local families. So what we're all about here is helping families become first-time homebuyers, particularly families that are earning below the median income. You know, as housing prices continue to soar, not only here, but across the country, families are finding it more and more difficult to get out of that cycle of renting and break into the homeownership market. And so what we do here at Habitat is really create opportunities for families to invest in the stability, into the equity of homeownership. And so, for example, a typical family that would qualify for our affordable homeownership program would be a single mother earning $35,000, $40,000 a year with a few kids. And that individual typically pay around $600 to $900 per month for a mortgage on a brand new home that they would actually help build themselves.
And I think that's such an important part of the formula that you use, is the sweat equity that is required in order to benefit from this program. That's really important.
That's exactly right. Our families are required to complete hundreds of hours of sweat equity, helping to build their own home and the homes of their neighbors. They also are required to complete financial education and home maintenance courses. Like I said, these are all first-time home buyers that we're serving in this program. So we really want to set them up to be successful homeowners. Upon doing so, they're purchasing the home just like anybody else, you know, on the open market. They're still paying a mortgage. This is not a giveaway program by any means. We're really just kind of leveling the playing field for families who are earning below the median income.
How long has Habitat been around?
You know, in Milwaukee, we've been building here since 1984.
Wow.
And we've helped more than 1,400 families here locally, both with affordable homeownership opportunities. And we also offer affordable home repair opportunities. So for families in the areas where we've been building our new construction homes, there are, of course, a lot of existing homeowners. Oftentimes, this program is serving a lot of families on fixed incomes who have owned their home for years, maybe have retired, but, you know, homes that were built in the 1910s, 1920s, and they're in serious need of repair for the family to you know, age in place, to stay in their homes. But on those fixed incomes, sometimes it can be difficult to replace that whole roof in one shot. And so what we do with our critical home repair program is we make repairs like that affordable for local homeowners as well.
Jake Brandt is with Milwaukee's Habitat for Humanity, and we started talking about the incredible discovery of three prints from renowned British artist Bridget Riley that are expected to go for anywhere between $35,000 to possibly more. April 20th, they're going to be going up for auction, with the proceeds going to Habitat for Humanity. Jake, tell me a little bit about, we have talked to people from Habitat before, but I think for people who feel isolated, who don't feel they have much community of their own, I think working on these projects with other volunteers is really good for you.
It's truly an amazing experience. You know, whether you want to get out on the build site and swing a hammer, or, you know, work finding these treasures in a Restore's, and, you know, working with customers or being a cashier, you know, we've got a myriad of different ways that folks interface with our organization, and you really don't need any experience. I'll tell you, when I started with Habitat 14 years ago, they hired me for marketing. They did not hire me to swing a hammer, but the first time I was out there on the build site, I was really worried. I was working right next to the future homeowner on her home. And I was like, I don't know if you should be trusting me with this job. This is her kitchen. And by the end of the day, I was teaching other volunteers how to install windows. The staff out there are just so great about empowering you with knowledge and making you feel confident in the things that you're doing, that it's really just a tremendous experience.
This is the kind of thing that the world needs more of, honestly. If we want to work as a cohesive unit and be, you know, and the humanity of getting together is just so wonderful. And the more we can do that, the better we're all going to be as a whole. You know what I mean? It's really wonderful what you do.
Well, you know, we couldn't do it without these volunteers. Thousands of volunteers are out on our build sites and in our restores every single year, and they're the ones that keep this engine moving.
Tell me a little bit, Jake, about the restores. We were talking to the Washington County Humane Society last hour. They're having a big rummage sale, but when in that same instance, you don't want people to bring their broken junk. You're actually looking for things that you can resell. Granted, they're not new, but you do want them to be in serviceable shape, right?
That's exactly right. You know, we're looking for things that are in gently used condition. Anything from home decor to tools, appliances, cabinetry, furniture. We even have a free pickup service. So you're saying, oh, well, I've got a sedan. I can't fit my couch in my car. We can come to your house and pick it up. We even have a deconstruction program. Say if you're remodeling your home, your kitchen cabinets are still in great condition. We have a team that will come in and salvage whole kitchens within 2 hours. And, you know, they can help you save on waste removal fees, but they can, you know, also ensure that those items don't just get tossed in your local landfill. Instead, they can go to fund our mission.
So, how many families did you say, 1,400 in the Milwaukee area?
That's right, since 1984.
Okay, and how does somebody go about trying to get in a home that's built by Habitat for Humanity? Do you have an application process?
Absolutely. So folks can check that out, all the qualifications right on our website at milwaukeehabitat.org. We will be accepting applications very soon for new homes that we're going to be building in the King Park and Midtown neighborhoods. And so now is a great time to check out to see if you might qualify, because I always say it's always nice to get in before we start building the home. Then you can make some, you know, choices about, oh, I'd like my siding color this way, or I'd like my flooring choices a certain way.
Well, make sure you check it out. Again, the website, Jake, is what?
MilwaukeeHabitat.org.
Jake Brandt is with Milwaukee's Habitat for Humanity. Good luck with next week's auction. I can't wait to find out what price those prints fetch.
It's going to be big.
Carol will be there with a big check. Thanks a lot, Jake.
Thanks,
we appreciate it. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 52. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs level off around 79. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Lows level off around 55 tomorrow night. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Much cooler Sunday with highs in the mid-50s. Storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking how much of your time is left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. It is Friday Eve, as they call it, on Devil's Advocates, who will be joining you at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Right now, Jane Matinier and Carol Kane with you for one final segment until 2 o'clock, when Luke Mathers will be taking over from Madtown with Dueling Tangents. But that went really fast, my friend.
I know. It always does.
It does.
You know, you and I, once again, we've known each other for so long. It's pretty easy when you have that kind of a relationship. And the thing is, what's so great, I think, about you and I is the fact that we get one another. You know what I mean?
We do.
We totally understand one another, and there's nothing you could do that would upset me or hurt my feelings, and I know you feel the same. We can differ on that's what I love, too, is that we can differ on something, but we always can sit and have an intelligent conversation and learn from one another, which I think is kind of a lost art these days.
Without a doubt. And I really believe that that is a core part of Civic Media, and Civic Media's message is being able to deliver factual information and have discussions from between people of all, you know, all
sure.
different political persuasions and religious persuasions and whatnot, but it's trying to return to some basic civility. And
no.
And I know, isn't that a crazy idea? And like the word compromise, what are you, nuts?
Yeah.
Compromise was a good thing. That's how things actually got accomplished, even though in compromise, not everyone wins all the stuff they want. That's why it's called a compromise.
Well, and you know, the thing is that I know I'm not going to win everything. Why would I want to? Then you're just a spoiled, petulant child. You know, seriously, no, every now and then you got to do a little give and take, and there's nothing wrong with that. Once again, it's a very teachable moment for an awful lot of people. We have so many people that are so used to getting their way all the time,
yes,
that they just don't have any idea what it's like to work together. And look at Habitat for Humanity. Perfect example. You've got volunteers coming from all walks of life, and they have to work together,
yes,
to put this house together for a family that's in need.
And I'm telling you, getting everything you want all the time isn't good for you. It's not good for you.
Well, no.
You might think you're getting away with all kinds of stuff, but ultimately I think you are limiting your own experience as a human. And if and when you don't get your way for the first time in a long time, you're not going to know how to deal with it.
It is a true lesson in growing up.
Right.
For sure. Right. You have to, we've both, you and I, have suffered through terrible things. And that the whole idea of,
I'm not going to name any names, though.
No, I know. No, me neither. Anybody out there that knows us knows who they are. But the thing is that these are all teachable learning experiences, and you learn how to pick yourself up and move on.
Yes.
So, yes, there are disappointments, and there should be disappointments in life. But, you know, hopefully it's not tragic.
Right.
But it's just learn how to pick that whole adage of it's not how you fall, it's how you pick yourself up. Couldn't be more true. Couldn't be more true.
And we want to thank all our guests who joined us today, Kay and Jesse from the Washington County Humane Society. Make sure you check out their website if you're interested in adopting a dog or a cat. And as you mentioned too, Carol, it's going to be kitten season really soon. This kind of tends to happen every spring, and that will be at all the humane societies across Wisconsin. So you want to check in with them and see if there's a little fuzzy thing you must absolutely have in order to complete your life, because I know they're there.
Yeah, they have one that, because for some reason, I'm always drawn, now Beauregard is red, and he's got red and white ticking.
He's a hound.
But every dog I had, my sister used to say, Carol, they come in different colors, because I always went for that black face for some reason. I don't know why.
You were just drawn to it.
And they have another hound at the Washington County Humane Society with this little black face. I'm like, okay.
Your husband's going to kill you.
Oh, gosh. All fish hooks. Will he ever? Oh, my gosh. I told you, you know, he forbids me from volunteering because he knows that I would just, you know, I wanted to be a vet. That's why.
But wouldn't that be a good way to get your fix? Animal fix by volunteering at a humane society?
My only problem would be, and I'm afraid of this wholeheartedly, that I would get really super attached to one or two or whatever. And I'm a big dog person. I had a Chihuahua growing up, but ever since then I go for
the larger.
Both Sydney and Beauregard are 80 pounds.
Oh, those are big dogs.
Yeah, they're good. They're good size. So
I can understand that, though. I'm afraid I would have the same problem that if I volunteered and bonded with a couple, and then it's going to be like, well, obviously, I am the only one who knows how to care for this animal.
Right. You can't have him.
You can't have him because no one else is going to do as good of a job.
I know.
As moi.
I was for a different humane society, but I did unload a plane load of dogs that came in, and there was a black German Shepherd called Rin Tin Tin, actually.
Love it.
They did get a wonderful home for him, but I wrote Lou because I got him out of his crate and took him around, let him go pee and poop and all that kind of stuff. And I called Lou and I said, can I please bring him home, put my name in? And Lou goes, we cannot have a third 80-pound dog, Carol. And I'm like, okay, there's that voice of reason again. Dang.
I'm sure he found a very good home.
Yes, I'm sure he did.
Thank you to everyone who joined us today.
Absolutely.
It's been great fun. Enjoy the wonderful warm weather that's not going to last. We're going to have some kind of a front is coming through on Saturday. So come Sunday, I think it's only going to be about 50 degrees. So enjoy this while you can. Please keep in mind, we still have that red flag fire warning.
Yes.
For certain parts of the state. This is really, really serious, folks. Don't be tossing lit cigarettes out the window. Not the right day for a campfire. Just use some extra caution.
Use some common sense.
That would be great. Stick around for Dueling Tangents coming up next. This is the Civic Media Network.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.